Govinda Maharaj at Peace Wave Radio, Johannesburg, 3rd of June, 1998. He's going to be interviewed live.
A very important community interview that's coming your way. Salim, do you want to take us a bit into that first?
Well, the Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math invites you to hear the message of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita from Paramahamsa Yogi Swami B.S. Govinda at the Vishnu Hall in Penguin Street. And the time is at 7 p.m. and all are welcome.
Well, knowing that such an honored occasion is going to be taking place in Indonesia, we have an absolutely honorable guest in our midst, and he is none other than Swami B.S. Govinda, that's Paramahamsa Yogi Swami B.S. Govinda, and he's with us in our studios today. Well, remember, Salim did speak to you about the message of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita that will be taking place at the Vishnu Hall in Penguin Street from the 2nd of June 1998 at 7 p.m. And remember, all are welcome. Well, namaste and a very warm welcome to you here on East Wave Radio and to your companions that are traveling with you. A very good afternoon to you and namaste, and East Wave namaste, shall I say. Welcome to the studios. Can I address you as Swamiji?
Yes.
Alright, Swamiji, we understand that you are 69 years of age, but you don't look it. You really do look quite fit and on top of things. Well, that's something to marvel at. Well, I'm sure it must be all that Ayurvedic medicines and things that's available to you guys in India that keeps you that way.
I am not taking that time. I am sometimes treating myself with the homeopathy. Yeah.
All right, that's the secret the Swamiji has just divulged to us, that of being taking homeopathy remedies. Well, that really does work. And here in the Western world, we need more of that. I'm sure Swamiji will agree with me. Well, Swamiji, to get into the interview, which part of India do you come from?
I am from East India, Bengal, and Calcutta, you know, near to Calcutta, 105 kilometers. Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math existing in the Navadvip town, fireborn Sriman Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev.
Alright, that's quite deep in India, and I'm sure you're so steeped in tradition and culture. Well, I hope some of it can rub off onto us here in South Africa, but I'm sure that would be attained once you start speaking and delivering your talks on the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Swamiji, what organizations do you belong to?
Sarasvat Math, Navadvip International. We have 50 centers all over the world, and we are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna consciousness given to this mundane world 500 years ago, born in Navadvip. We are considering to see the scriptures, he, Krishna himself, appear in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And every age called Yuga Avatar, and he Yuga Avatar, and he preached the teachings of the age of Kali Yuga, that's called Tarak Brahmanam, Mahamantra, and that can rescue all the conditioned souls from this mundane world to transcendental world through the service and service to the divine name of Lord, what is descending through Guru Parampara from the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. It is 500 to 5,000 years ago explained Vedavyas, who is our head in India, Rishi, Muni, and also highly qualified, and he considered as Satyavesh Avatar of the Lord Krishna. And he composed so many Puranas, like Vishnu Purana, Guru Puran scriptures and Mahabharata and giving the teachings of Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna's teaching mainly we are getting in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna himself told in Bhagavad Gita, Yaham Sarvajyotanam Bhuktacharam Prabhu Evacharam, I am the God, and if you surrender to me, then you will get relief from this illusory environment and will get position in transcendental world, where is everything is transcendental, name, fame, pastimes. There you can join with your service mood and will get service there. But Srimad Bhagavad Gita, there, when expressed, Krishna started from the starting point, the Karma Yoga, then Jnana Yoga, then Ashtanga Yoga, but finally he given his very exclusive divine knowledge to Arjuna, that is called Bhakti Yoga, devotion. We are living here plane of exploitation. Each other, without exploitation, we cannot gain any way. Even we cannot eat. We are cutting the spinach. Who is vegetarian? He is also cutting the spinach. They are also alive. And non-vegetarian also, they are cutting so many animals, etc.
Well, indeed, wise words from you, and philosophically, well, it gets you thinking. Swamiji and Salim will have a question for you now.
Well, very interesting stuff there by you, Swamiji. And what I would like to know is, what is the aims of your organization?
Aims is that we are practicing Krishna consciousness, that is divine knowledge, descending from the transcendental abode of Lord and through the form as transcendental vibration. That's called Sabda Brahma. Sabda Brahma, this word knows in Hindi also. That Sabda Brahma, when it is through the Guru Parampara descendant, will reveal in our heart. It is powerful, like ether. We are using ether, and through ether we can send any news or anything we can do. Ether in this mundane world is bearer of all the knowledge and all the communication. Like that, with the transcendental world we can communicate through the divine transcendental vibration form of Lord. And it will reveal in the heart and will give peace, will give harmony and love, beauty, charm, ecstasy, everything. Through this practice we can get it. And this is when we are practicing, we are also trying to expand it to others. And our practicing procedure is very simple. Be humble and tolerant and giving honor to others. This is our main stays, principle. Then through this mood, we can easily conquer the heart of conditioned souls and can put there the Krishna consciousness, the seed of transcendental knowledge. And they will be benefited if they will practice with us, and independently also anywhere they can practice it. And they will get benefit without offense, if they would try to chant that holy name of Lord. And this is the procedure in this age of Kali Yuga. And that is our aim.
Indeed, a very honorable aim, in that the chanting of the name of the Lord, that would get you through all those problems, I suppose.
Apart from love and teaching humanity how to lead a better life, to go about in harmony and stuff, what else do you have to offer to the humanity itself? Is there any spiritual exercises?
Teaching love to humanity.
Yes.
But what more can you give? Some exercises, spiritual exercises, sadhana?
Sadhana is that you change our mind first. Through mind, everything nonsense coming to us and attracting us. But necessary to control the mind, and mind control is possible very easily through chanting the holy name of Lord. And we have seen it as a result. Then everything can be harmonized with this principle, the humility, tolerance and giving honor to others, and try to chant without offense the holy name of Lord, and it will reveal and clean the mind, clean the all the dust and sinful things, and show his beauty, charm, and give ecstasy and attachment with that Lord.
Yes, indeed, very noble thoughts over there, Panditji, Swamiji, sorry. In essence, altogether, you know, you have embarked on numerous tours to many countries, and you have come across many cultures, you have exchanged many experiences with these people, and I know in India it's a wealth of culture that's there. Going abroad, there's not so much of culture. What can you relate some of your experiences abroad for us?
I have seen so many things. The cultural program in India, what was very appropriate in the age of Shatra Yug, Dapur Yug, Teta Yug, four ages divided in scriptures. But they are doing so many things. They are doing fire sacrifice. And we are also sometimes doing fire sacrifice, that mood with the mood of devotion. And that is completely different from them. Because our fire sacrifice as offering to the Lord and his associates. And they are doing fire sacrifice as a karma yoga. That's also they are getting the result. But that result coming within this material world, and material benefit, they are getting something. But they cannot cross over the birth and death anyway. But our plan and program is that we can cross over the birth and death, this wave of this wave in this material world. And through the mood of devotion and dedication, we can join within that wave what is flowing still side by side in this material world, that is spiritual wave. And there we can promote from this material to transcendental way. And when we will join there, Krishna himself said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Ye manmana bhava mad bhakto bhava mad jaji bhava mang namaskuru. Give your mind, be my devotee, worship me, and you must come to my service world, and you can join with your transcendental divine service, and you will be happy eternally, and not will come back from there, and you can stay there permanently with your whole things. But here, birth and death, you will suffer from that, and diseases also with us always. That this situation, from this environment to service world, you can proceed through this wave of divine transcendental form of God as Harinam Sankirtan. And if you do it, you can be liberated easily and can join in that transcendental abode.
What about Western culture, English culture, American culture? You have seen these
yes.
on your tours, your comment, your experience.
No, experience is that everywhere I am seeing in Bible or in other religion like Muslimism, everywhere they are chanting the holy name of their God or Allah or Lord. And this is the very appropriate in this age. Through chanting the holy name, they are getting some feelings, and they are willing, increasing, and they are thinking, becoming very clear about transcendental world.
Is that the type of upliftment we need? I suppose that word is upliftment. In this age and time where you have to chant the name of your Lord in order to be spiritually uplifted, especially in these ages, as you call it.
And I'm sure our community today has learned a lot about Swami B.S. Govinda's teachings, and if we could say, and you can join them at the Binoni Hindu Seva Samaj, and that's the Radha Krishna Temple, and that's today, and it starts at 7:30 p.m. Before you go, Swami, we want you to leave a message for the community of Lanesia.
Yes, it is my prayer to everyone, through the chanting the divine name of Lord, be peaceful, mind, and try to feel the power of transcendental vibration form of Lord, and promote yourself from this mundane to spiritual world with this practicing procedure, the humility, tolerant, and giving honor to others, and no one will be your enemy anywhere, and peacefully congregational chanting you can do. This is prayer to all, and prayer to Lord, give that consciousness to them. This is my thinking message.
Well, thank you for that very inspirational message to the community out there. I think if they do take in the words of your message, things would become much more clearer to them in the direction that they need to move. Well, Swamiji, I must thank you and your entourage for appearing here on East Wave Radio with us. It has indeed been an honor bestowed upon us to meet you and interview you. And to play out something we dedicate to you for your visit here in South Africa by the jewel of India, Lata Mangeshkar, singing a jagrata, the name being Choti Choti Kanyai. I hope you enjoy the song, Swamiji.
Ends the interview with Kumaraj.
Hello.